it now. What's going on, folks? What's going on? Just something to get the mood started for the day. You know what I'm saying? Got the music playing in the background. What's going on today, folks? What's going on, man? Back at you today and forever with a great podcast. You know, all I deal with is motivation. I deal with truth, and all of what I put out is all of what I've been through. Nothing made up. Folks, you know, just coming to you today, you know, transparent, just open and just being who I am, you know, nothing short of that. Well, today's podcast is, you know, is definitely in that field of motivation as well as, you know, being truthful to yourself and truthful to others. So today's podcast is about your word. Your word is your contract. Excuse me. Your word is your contract, folks. When you're out there and you're talking to people and you're dealing in business and you're dealing in friendship, you're dealing in relationship, you're dealing in anything that your word can pretty much travel faster than anything else. Sometimes all you can stand on is your word. You know, it, you know, some, you know, a great saying from where I'm from and where any person could be from. But, you know, just keep it in the 100. Is your word is your bond. Your word is a bond, and, you know, you got to stand on it. You got to stand on that word and make sure that it's nothing but truth and how you lead. So, folks, today, you know, I just want to motivate people to do this. This is what I want you to do. I want you to just, no matter who you're dealing with, they can be fraudulent, they can be fake, they can be whomever they choose to be. But when you choose to be who you are, you have to be truthful. You have to be honest. You have to be as transparent as possible. You have to be as open as possible. You have to make your word always be your bond. Now, I know sometimes people tell, you know, lies, and sometimes people don't want you in your business, and I understand that. So, you know, the best thing I can say is keeping your business to yourself. But folks, when you're out there and your day to day, you know, and you're dealing with, let's just say first, relationships. You know, you're dealing with your relationships, meaning relate, you know, between you and your and a loved one, and also, you know, your friendships, you know, stuff like that. You want to keep it as platonic as possible. You want to keep it as truthful as possible. Nobody's perfect. Nobody aims to be perfect, because if we were, there wouldn't be no need for my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because we'd be doing everything right. But unfortunately, we don't do everything right. The world, it was probably set up like that millions and millions of years ago, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we have to work on being more, you know, stand up. I say stand up and just being more honest and being more, you know, being you. I mean, at the end of the day, just being you. Don't get yourself in a web of lies to where you start to believe them. And then when the truth finally comes, it's like, it's like a rude awakening. You're like, dang, man, like I'm so far in my lie that I'm starting to believe it. You know, I'm starting, you know, and that's not cool. That's definitely not cool. You know, and folks, man, I just want to say this. Please, folks, do this for me. When you're out there, you're at work, you're talking to one of your peoples, whatever the case may be, stand on your word, man. You know, don't be out here calling yourself, oh, I'm a real this and I'm a real that, because that don't mean nothing no more. That don't mean nothing no more. There's nothing pretty much. You could be the fakest person in this world and out here saying you're a real such and such, and people might believe you because, you know, we live in a world where social media is the platform for fake to be real and real to be scrutinized. You know what I'm saying? And I feel as long as you can go out your house every day and you can have your own truth, you can have your truth even if you have fell short in the past on, you know, with transgressed, whatever, you have made the change with trying to be who you know who you are. You know, I can walk out here today and I know who I am right now. I know what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing it. And I mean, it has to be the best feeling, because nobody can take that away from you. And even if they tried, they would have a hard time, because you're who you are. And on top of that, you're protecting it. You're protecting it, and you're not worried about nobody. You're not worried about nobody or anything, you know. And I'm just coming, because I'm coming to y'all, folks, as a person that I was so mixed up in my life in the past that I was lying and didn't even know I was lying. I know people are like, well, how the hell do you do that? Well, listen, man, if you so mixed up in so much and you got so much going on and you just know that people are using you, you're trying to use people, man, I'm trying to tell you, it will tarnish you. It will have you looking crazy amongst people that really do love you and want to see you, you know, further your life and just do good. And like I said, it's always the best thing of having good people around you, because being that I had good people around me, they knew something was wrong. They like, yo, this dude is wilding, man. Like, what's his deal? I know people was looking at me like, this dude is sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, is he mentally messed up? Is he playing a trick? Is he serious? I mean, what's really going on with this dude? You know? And I didn't even know. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. Like I said, I'm dealing nothing but truth. I'm not the same person I was a couple of years ago. You know, I'm not the same person I was yesterday. And, I'm, you know, 24 hours, we change every minute on a minute. We make different decisions. We make better decisions. You move different. You talk different. You act different. Everything. We pick up different men. I mean, we do everything different. But one thing I will never do different, I will always stay silent. And I will always... my word will always be my bond, and my word will always be my contract, because it's letting other people know that I am solid in how, where I stand, and I'm solid with my word, and you don't never have to go and second guess it, no matter what the case is, because I know how I'm coming, and I know where I'm coming from, and I know how to, you know, I know how to divide that, you know. And when you have all that negativity and you have all that stupidness, man, get rid of all that, man. Get rid of all that. Because once you start standing on something and you put value into your word, you put value into who you are, all of that fraudulent and all that, you know, nonsense, it won't be able to last ever. It won't be able to last in your life. And folks, I just want you to really be able to analyze, you know, what it is and what's going on. Like, what you need to do, you know. And I mean, am I going to do this? Am I going to change this up? You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, angle this? You know, am I going to be truthful? Am I, you know, stop getting into these relationships with these, you know, young women, fellas, and stop getting, you know, young sisters, stop getting into these relationships with these dudes with false, for, you know, with just false feelings and just not being able to keep your word. If you feel as though that you're not going to be any use to anybody in a relationship, then you don't need to be in one until you work on yourself. Like, I know people be like, damn, bro, you've been out of the game for a little bit, this, that, and the third. I had to make sure that my word was my contract now. Like, I messed up a lot, a whole lot, and I'm going to keep it 100. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm a father. I didn't know nothing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not involving no female in this madness right now. You know, I talked to a few, hollered at a few. But it was never like nothing really serious. And I feel like now I can get into a relationship and be the man that I need to be for my wife. I can be strong. I can make, you know, mature decisions. You know, my word, my literal word. If I'm telling my wife, yes, babe, I'm going out with the fellas. We're going out to here, and that's it. I'm coming home afterwards. That's what I'm gonna do. That's, you know, I'm not going, You know, because I want her to trust my word. I want her to trust, be able to be like, you know what? If I let my husband do this, he's going to make better decisions. I want her to be able to say, I want her to be able to sleep and be like, you know what? Okay, I understand. We all go out, we have fun, but he's going to make the better decisions. You know, I feel like you have to break, if you ever have to break your word, you ever had to break your truth, then there's no need to be in that relationship with that person, especially if they are making those sacrifices for you. You understand what I'm saying? If that person is doing that for you, then why can't you go, you know, the other 100%? Because it's, I don't think it should be 50-50. I think it should be 100-100. We all give 100% and, you know, in what we want to be in. But that's just me. Everybody's different. Everybody is, you know, made different. And that's just how the world, you know, that's how the world is. But, you know what I'm saying? I just feel as though that the way you operate and the way you move, it shows a lot. It shows who you are. Your word, that now you got who you are and how you move and what you're doing, that speaks for you, right? That speaks before anything else. That kind of can speak before you even say a word out your mouth. But, you know, your word is pretty much even more solid that when you do speak, they see, okay, this guy, he's being truthful and he's leading with the truth. His word is his bond. His word is his contract, because that's all you got. You know, that's sometimes for some people, they may not be the most, you know, richest people in the world, but their word is so solid that they probably can go and you know, somebody would lend them $1 million. I mean, I'm just saying, just speaking, but it's people like that, that, you know, they are so grounded and they're so solid that, okay, I understand. And you know. And nobody's not, like I said, nobody's not perfect, but they're not just starting off with misleading somebody. They're not just going to start off and start with a lie. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, I had two good friends, two great brothers from another mother. You know, I mean, two great, great, great dudes, man. Shout out to my boy Jay and shout out to my boy Dane. You know what I mean? And my bro, Jerome, you know what I'm saying? Of course. Can't leave my little bro out, but let me keep it 100. I had two brothers that, you know, saw me at my worst. I'm talking about complete and utter worst, you know, and they taught me, you know, something I didn't really know too much about. You know, I had friends and everything, but I'm talking about a loyalty beyond that, like a loyalty beyond that brings you to, you know, be your brother. That some, you know, they taught me what loyalty meant. They taught me what being truthful to your brothers meant, and being honest and being as transparent as possible without judging me, but keeping an eye on me and being able to tell me and call me on my nonsense. They did that, you know, and I was a mess, man. I was so far gone. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to come back. Cause I done, you know, you mess up some friendships in the process. When your word is not your bond and your word is not your contract, and you just not being honest out there, and you just dealing, you just going, you ripping and running. You know, people are, they know who you are. Like I said, your aura and your, you know, it speaks. All of that speaks before you even, you know, say a word. So, being that I was just, just done. It spoke, and people, you know, people don't want to deal with you like that. You know what I'm saying? So especially if they got something in their life and they're like, nah, man, I'm not trying to bring that negativity around me right now. You know, but one of the best things I did was I kept fighting. I kept trying to make it. You know, I kept doing what I was doing. And life taught me. Life's lessons taught me a whole lot. They taught me a whole lot. Let me tell you. They taught me, you know, my brothers, they held me down, but life taught me. Life hit me so hard in my face and slapped me and punched me in my stomach and hit me in my chest. And I mean, it put a whooping on me. I mean, it put a whooping on me so bad. I said, I can't go back to that. I can't go back to that. Even if I find myself, you know, veering off, you know, and just like, if I see, you know, anybody can see an opening, I'm gonna take advantage of this. Nah, man, I'm chilling like a villain, man. And I ain't doing too much of anything. I don't want nobody to look at me different, you know. Nobody. Just wanna, you know, make sure that I'm being as transparent as possible. But look, folks, what we're gonna do? We're gonna go into a quick little, like, 5 minutes, little commercial. You know, just give me a second and I'll be right back at you.
Alright. Just want to let y'all know, man. You know, I got a couple of platforms I'm working on. Got some clothing line situations I'm working on. The best thing about this podcast, you know, we're just trying to build and connect. So anybody that's listening, please, you know, leave some feedback, critique, do what you do, man. Let me know. We just building as we go. I got a couple of people that's working with me. They're doing podcasts as well. Got a lot of good things coming, man. A lot of good things coming. We're on a few platforms. When I say we, you know, right now it's nobody initially working with me, but I say we because my supporters are still rocking with me, you know. But yeah, we on iTunes. We are on SoundCloud. We're gonna have some videos up on YouTube. I'm on Google Play, and also, you know, the people that host the podcast Podomatic, William Rutledge podcast. Look for me, William Rutledge on Instagram. Same thing on Instagram. I'm sorry. Same thing on Facebook. Check me out, man. I'm back at it. I'm grinding. And we're just making it. We're just trying to make it, you know, do what it do. But we're going to get back to this podcast. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. There's only more to come and a lot more improvement, man. Peace, 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 peace.
What's going on? What's going on, folks? What's going on? Yeah, had to jump back, you know. Had to put the bug in there for you. But yeah, I think that we have to be just more strong in what we're doing, man. You have people that love you and they want to see you go further. They want to see you win. Then guess what? Keep them people around you, man. Keep them people within your space, because you're only going to be the initial friendships you have. You're only going to be that person in that friendship. So if you're around 10 guys, right, or if 10 guys, in a sense of females and males, you know, the friends, the guys, the same thing to me, you know, all equal, everybody's doing their thing, and they're all, I mean, some, you might have some that are parents, but they're all successful and they know what they're doing, and their motivation is within, you know, the circle. You're gonna be that next person. You're gonna be that next person to motivate them to do better. And I guarantee you, once you do become that person, you'll never change, and you'll feel so much better about yourself. You know, you'll feel so much better about yourself, and you can just keep moving. You can be like, you know what, I'm in a good circle, I'm in a good space, I'm in a good space of life, and the truth will just, your truth will always speak before you even open your lips, no matter what, it will always speak before you open your lips, and you'll feel so much better about yourself. Even if the truth hurts sometimes it does hurt. It hurts more than, let me tell you, a lie hurts way more. A lie will ruin some things. And I'm here to tell you from experience, it can ruin anything. It can ruin anything that it set in the way to ruin. If it's a friendship, if it's a relationship, no matter what it is, it can ruin anything. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't want nobody. I just didn't want myself, and I don't want nobody to have to live with that feeling, because it's a horrible feeling. Because when you're all alone and you have nobody beside you, and I was watching a movie, and it's actually a kid's movie. Shrek. Shrek had no, not saying he was a liar, but he didn't have no friends. He was a loner, and he didn't care until he befriended Donkey. And Donkey was calling him on his, you know, telling the truth, calling him on his stuff, and just kind of like letting him know, hey man, I'm your friend. And you know, once you get somebody that wants to be in your life and wants to be your truth, and you want to be their truth, then it just starts to work out. Then you start to build each other. Then you just start to see things different. You start to do things different. You start to live life different. You start to want more out of life. You start to speak more life and more truth. And instead of more negativity, more untruth, and you don't speak no type of ill will towards yourself and towards anybody else. I mean, why would you want to? You know, why would you want to do that? You know, it's a lose-lose situation, you know? And all I will be is see-through. All I will ever be, I will, moving forward, you know, I'm see-through with my kids. My kids know, look, have you ever heard daddy making some stuff up? Call me out on it. It could be, and it's like, daddy, that's a lie. Or mommy, that's a lie. You shouldn't do that. And you're right. You shouldn't, because I have to lead by example. I have to, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, that I'm never going to make a mistake, but knowingly doing something as opposed to making a mistake is a totally different situation. You know, I want my word to be as solid as possible. I want my words to be solid within me. I want my word to be solid within, you know, me dealing with my kids. I want my word to be solid within everything that I'm doing. And I don't want it to be no reason why it's not. I want my friends to be like, you know what? Will sometimes may get on my nerves. Will may sometimes aggravate me. Will may sometimes do this. And that could be his human nature. But he's always honest. He tries to be as see-through as possible. And he tells it like it is. And I love him for that. I love him for that right there. You know, sometimes you don't want it, and sometimes people don't want to hear the truth, but they respect you for telling it. Because I'm telling you, when I heard the truth about who I was like, man, y'all bugging. Get the hell out of here with that shit. I don't want to hear that. Yeah, go ahead. I don't want that. But you know what? I kept hearing it. And I kept hearing it from the ones that I love. And I'm just like, man, all right. First of all, like, are they trying to break me in half? Or like, are they really keeping it 100 with me? I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? These folks are actually being truthful with me, because not only are they telling me the truth about who I am, but they are still my friends. Like, they consider me still family. Their family consider me son. They call me son. And you know what I'm saying? Little brothers and sisters call me bro. Like, I'm like, all right, man, something got to change, bro. Something has to change, Pally. Something has to really change. And we got to make a change quick. But don't make it because it's like an instant action. Make it because you want to make it. And ever since I've made the change, and I've just been more about positive, more about wanting to live life, more about just pushing myself forward, more about just being honest and being truthful, my life seems to kind of like made a turn. It made a turn a little bit, where I feel like doing stuff. I feel like being involved because people actually want me to be involved, not because I'm the live wire and I'll pop, you know, I'll fight, I'll do this. No, because I'm actually who I want to be. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable as a strong black man. I'm comfortable as who I am. You know, I deal with my stress. I'm open about being depressed. I'm open about my anxiety. I'm open about everything about me. I have nothing against anybody out here in this world. No racism, sexism. I don't care what your sexual preference is. I love you just as much as you love me. But once you cross me, you lost me. And that's it. Your word could have been straight. Your word could have been 100. But once you cross me, that's it. I'm cutting you off. I don't care who you are, family or not. And that's what we have to start doing. When you love yourself, you have to love yourself enough to know that when you have these people that are not for you around you and their word is not their bond, their word is not their contract, then guess what they got? Guess what they got to do? They got to go. Because now you're interfering with what I got going on. You're interfering with my life. You're interfering with anything that is connected to me's life. Because if I'm giving all of this energy to you, I'm not giving my energy to my kids. I'm not giving my energy to my mom if she needs me. I'm not giving my energy to my wife. I mean, I'm not married, but I'm just speaking in general. You know, I'm not giving my energy to my religion that I should be practicing every day, no matter what, no matter if it's Ramadan or if it's not Ramadan. I should be practicing. You know, just people don't think like that because a lot of things are connected, but we don't see it. You can stop doing something that's negative in your life that you've been doing, and once you stop doing it, you'll see yourself start doing positive things, and you'll be like, you know what, that boy, what is this? I didn't even know I had this in me. You know, I didn't even know I was this strong. I didn't even know I was this capable. Like, geez Louise, you know, in an instant, your life can change, man. Once I started speaking, you know, life, and I started speaking positivity, and I just said, you know what, God, I claim this. I claim my job. I claim going back to school. I claim being strong. I claim, you know, fighting everything I'm fighting. I claim being a better Muslim. I claim being anything that it is that I want, and I'm moving forward, and I'm getting it. I'm going, and it feels so good. It feels so good, and it's a change, and it's so beautiful, and I love it. You know, I love it. And even when I get tired, sometimes I think in my mind, I'll be like, man, I'm worn out, man. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. You know, but I remember what I said. I remember when I was waiting to get a job and broke and couldn't pay a bill and had to ask for help. I said, you know what? I remember the promise I made. I remember the contract, you know, that I made with God. I said, God, look, I'm not perfect, far from it, but I'm trying. I'm trying, and I'm going to continue to try until there's no life in me. But I'm speaking life. I'm going to continue speaking life. But this is the fight I'm going to put. I'm going to put up this fight until there's no more left, until I'm somewhere and I just can't fight no more. And even then, I'm still going to be fighting some way, somehow. I'm going to find a way as I'm going. And folks, I'm telling you, that won't never change. That will not ever change. I'm going to keep fighting and doing what I'm doing. And I want you guys, if you're listening to me right now and you've made it to the end of this podcast, I want you to stand up right now. I want you to repeat these words after me. I want you to stand up right now, and I want you to say to yourself that, self, my word is my contract. My word I will keep. My word is what I stand on, and I'm going to go so far in life that nothing can stop me. Not anything can stop me. Only thing that can stop you, folks, is you. You are the only thing that can get in your own way. Once you remove the negativity out of your life, you won't have no more worries. Of course, you'll have worries. I'm sorry. You'll have worries because life comes at you. But you'll be able to deal with them because you're not consumed with negativity. You'll know how to move them. You'll motivate. Imagine being a motivational tool for your friends. Maybe that's going through something. Maybe they're going through something that you went through. You just never know. So, folks, again, I want to thank you guys today for such invigorating responses that I've been getting and certain things that people want me to talk about. And I want to thank you guys today for just, you know, allowing me to captivate you guys for the time that I do have you on my podcast. And I know, you know, I'm not in front of a million people, but I soon will be talking to a million people. Nothing that I have set in stone, but I'm speaking it into existence. I will be ready. You know, everything is a work in progress. I will continue to move. I will continue to motivate. I will continue to be strong. I will continue to tell weakness that I cannot entertain you right now, because strength and success are gonna, you know, they're right there and they need me. You know, they need me right now. You understand what I'm saying? And folks, I'm telling you, you know, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to give your, say yourself, I got it. I'm going to do it. And this is what I'm going to, and tell it. Say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And even if I fall down, I'm going to get right back up and I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And tell yourself that. I'm not selling y'all nothing. If y'all know, if people know me and they listening to my podcast and y'all been around me, y'all know I ain't selling you no story. I've been down. I mean, face flat on the ground. Embarrassed. You know, embarrassed and just had humiliated. But humility has built my character. It has built who I am. And I'm strong within who I am. And I'm getting even stronger every day. You know, and folks, I just want to say thank you again. Like the commercial, I want to let y'all know we are doing big. We doing some big things. I got some things working. I'm talking to people. People are, you know, there's going to be a lot more videos on YouTube. Of course, the podcasts are going to continue to come on iTunes, on SoundCloud, Podomatic, and Google Play. We're going to continue to do those. We're going to continue to build the audience and get even more stronger. I'm going to keep my word. My word is my contract with all of that. Nothing is not going to stop. I'm going to keep on pushing as hard as I can with the graces of God and, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. And hopefully I'm reaching somebody. I'm reaching a young black man somewhere that may want to give up, or a young Caucasian man, or a young Indian. I don't care what you are. Hopefully I'm motivating you. Gay or straight, left or right, so I mean whatever, if you listening to me, I'm hoping that you can get something out of this and continue in your life and making yourself and the people around you happy, because that's all that matters. Negativity don't entertain it. But folks, thank you. I want to say thank you again and again and again. I'm thankful for my support, and you know, please stay tuned and, you know, just continue to rock with me. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Whatever little bit of it I got left, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. If you don't, you know, if you're listening, thank you. You know, and with that said, I say with two fingers in the air, peace.